And it is encouraging to be with the saints in Miami again, to see some folks that are holding on to God's hand.
Yes.
Are you holding His hand this morning? Do you have your anchor in something that is sure? This world is a shaky place. This world is a place full of trouble. But I am glad we have found something that is secure. I'm glad that we have a hope beyond this life. Sometimes the sorrows of this life may seem to overwhelm us, but I'm glad we can look forward to something better than what we have here. I'd like to read in 2 Kings chapter 2. It came to pass when the Lord would take up Elijah into heaven by a whirlwind, that Elijah went with Elisha from Gilgal. And Elijah said unto Elisha, tarry here, I pray thee, for the Lord hath sent me to Bethel. And Elisha said unto him, as the Lord liveth, and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. So they went down to Bethel. Now the day had come that Elijah was to be taken away. And Elijah was telling his successor, Elisha, the Lord's called me somewhere else, you stay here. But he said, as the Lord liveth and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. There was something in Elijah that Elisha saw. I want what you have. I'm not going to leave you. There's something valuable there. And the sons of the prophets that were at Bethel came to Elisha and said unto him, knowest thou that the Lord will take away thy master from thy head today? And he said, yea, I know it. Hold ye your peace. And Elijah said unto him, Elisha, tarry here, I pray thee, for the Lord hath sent me to Jericho. And he said, as the Lord liveth, and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. So they came to Jericho. Stay right here at Bethel. No, I'm going with you. Then stay here at Jericho. No, I am going with you. I will not leave thee. So they came to Jericho. And the sons of the prophets that were at Jericho came to Elisha and said unto him, knowest thou that the Lord will take away thy master from thy head today? And he answered, yea, I know it. Hold ye your peace. And Elijah said unto him, tarry, I pray thee, here, for the Lord hath sent me to Jordan. And he said, as the Lord liveth, and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. And they too went on. And 50 men of the sons of the prophet went and stood to view afar off, and they too stood by Jordan. And Elijah took his mantle and wrapped it together and smote the waters, and they were divided hither and thither, so that they too went over on dry land. And it came to pass, when they were gone over, that Elijah said unto Elisha, ask what I shall do for thee before I be taken away. And Elisha said, I pray thee, let a double portion of thy spirit be upon me. There was something that Elisha was looking for. There was something that he was desiring. I'm not leaving you. No, you stay here. No, you have something that I want. I want a double portion of what you have.
Amen.
There are some things that are worth holding on to. There are some things that are worth seeking for. That double portion of your spirit. Whatever it is, the Lord dealt with you, I want that too. And no, you're not turning me back. You're not going to make me stay and let you go on. I'm staying right with you. And he said, thou hast asked a hard thing. Nevertheless, if thou see me when I am taken from thee, it shall be so unto thee. But if not, it shall not be so. And it came to pass, as they still went on, and talked, that behold, there appeared a chariot of fire and horses of fire, and parted them both asunder, and Elijah went up by a whirlwind into heaven. And Elisha saw it, and he cried, my father, the chariot of Israel, and the horsemen thereof. And he saw him no more, and he took hold of his own clothes and rent them in two pieces. And he took up also the mantle of Elijah that fell from him, and went back and stood by the bank of Jordan. And he took the mantle of Elijah that fell from him and smote the waters, and said, where is the Lord God of Elijah? And when he also had smitten the waters, they parted hither and thither, and Elisha went over. And when the sons of the prophets, which were to view at Jericho, saw him, they said, the spirit of Elijah doth rest on Elisha. And they came to meet him and bowed themselves to the ground before him. Elisha could have been discouraged. My master's telling me, you stay right here, I have somewhere else to go. Time after time, but he insisted, no, I'm going to be right with you. I want something that you have. And as a result of hanging on, the Lord granted him that. And other people recognized it too. The Spirit of the Lord is on this man, just like he was on that other man. We're going to have to press sometimes and not let people discourage us to turn us back.
Yeah.
I'd like to turn to Ruth chapter 1. Ruth chapter 1, verses 1 through 5.
Now it came to pass in the days when the judges ruled that there was a famine in the land, and a certain man named Bethuel Jerusalem went to sojourn in the country of Moab, he and his wife and his two sons. And the name of the man was Elimelech, and the name of his wife Naomi, and the name of his two sons were Mahlon and Chilion. The next word of Bethlehem, and they came into the country of Moab and continued there. And Elimelech, Naomi's husband, died, and she was left and her two sons. And they took them wives of the women of Moab. The name of the one was Orpah, and the name of the other Ruth. And they dwelt there about 10 years. And Mahlon and Chilion died also, both of them, and the woman was left of her two sons and her husband.
Ruth and Naomi had come onto hard times. There was a famine in the land. They lost their husbands. And back in those days, they couldn't just go get some help from the government. But they really had a hard time if they were widows and there was a famine in the land. Verse 6, then she arose with her daughters-in-law that she might return from the country of Moab, for she had heard in the country of Moab how that the Lord had visited his people in giving them bread. I hear that the Lord is helping back there where I came from, so I'm going to go back. Verse 7, wherefore she sent forth out of the place where she was, she went forth, and her two daughters-in-law with her, and they went on the way to return unto the land of Judah. And Naomi said unto her two daughters-in-law, go, return each to her mother's house, and the Lord deal kindly with you as ye have dealt with the dead and with me. You daughters-in-law, go back to the land that you came from, and the Lord bless you, and the Lord grant you that ye may find rest, each of you, in the house of her husband. And then she kissed them, and they lifted up their voice and wept. And they said unto her, surely we will return with thee unto thy people. And Naomi said, turn again, my daughters, why will ye go with me? Are there yet any more sons in my womb, that they may be your husbands? Turn again, my daughters, go your way. I am too old to have an husband. So she was telling her daughters-in-law, you turn back. You go back. I'm going back to the land that I came from, and you go back. Moving down to verse 14, and they lifted up their voice and wept again. And Orpah kissed her mother-in-law, but Ruth clave unto her. And she said, Behold, thy sister-in-law is gone back unto her people and unto her gods. Return thou after thy sister-in-law. And Ruth said, Entreat me not to leave thee, or to return from following after thee. For whither thou goest, I will go. And whither thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people, and thy God my God. Don't tell me to turn back. There is something about you. There is something about your God that I want. Your God is going to be my God. And I am in this until the death. Verse 17, Where thou diest, will I die, and there will I be buried. The Lord do so to me, and more also, if aught but death part thee and me. Ruth went on, and her life was blessed. Mm-hmm. We're going to have to press forward. Sometimes people may want to turn us back.
Yeah.
They may want to discourage us. You go on back to the gods that your fathers had. No, I want the God that you have. I will not turn back. Death will not separate us. Did you know that's the kind of determination we need this morning? Not everyone has that. Some folks are willing to turn back. Let's turn to Numbers chapter 10. Numbers chapter 10. And verse 29. And Moses said unto Hobab, the son of Raguel, the Midianite, Moses' father-in-law, We are journeying unto the place of which the Lord said, I will give it you. Come thou with us, and we will do thee good, for the Lord hath spoken concerning Israel. We are journeying to the place the Lord has promised us. That's the invitation that Moses gave to the people. Moving down to chapter 11. And when the people complained, it displeased the Lord. And the Lord heard it, and His anger was kindled, and the fire of the Lord burnt among them and consumed them that were in the uttermost part of the camp. And the people cried unto Moses. And when Moses prayed unto the Lord, the fire was quenched. Verse 4, And the mixed multitude that was among them fell a-lusting. And the children of Israel also wept again and said, Who shall give us flesh to eat? We remember the fish which we did eat in Egypt freely, the cucumbers and the melons and the leeks and the onions and the garlic. But now our soul is dried away. There is nothing at all beside this manna before our eyes. We remember the way it was back in the place of bondage. Did you know Satan will bring back memories of sin to you?
Yeah.
And try to attract you. Why don't we go back? We remember those things. But oh, how quickly they forgot the lash of those that were driving them to work to make more bricks. Okay, now you make bricks and go get the straw and still make the same number. They seem to forget the whips. They forgot how awful it was to be in bondage. And people tend to do that. They forget how bad sin is. And these memories of those pleasures start drawing them back. And they start to complain. They start to lusting. Verse 10, Then Moses heard the people weep throughout their families, every man in the door of his tent. And the anger of the Lord was kindled greatly. Moses also was displeased. We remember those things. We want to go back. Has Satan been tempting you with things that you remember from sin? I ask you, remember how hard the bondage was too. How it left you waking up feeling in need, feeling so empty, feeling discouraged and feeling unsatisfied. There's more to sin than sinful pleasure. But Satan works on our memory and tries to get us to think about just the pleasant parts so that we will want to go back. I believe there are some things that we need to forget about. Philippians chapter 3 and verse 13, Paul brought out that thought. Philippians 3 and 13. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended. I do not consider myself to have reached the goal yet. I haven't made it to heaven. But this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward unto those things which are before. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. We're going to have to press, saints. We're going to have to push against some discouragement, against some temptation. We're going to have to press toward that mark and forget some of the things that Satan tries to bring to our minds. Satan may tempt us. The way is too hard. You know you can't handle that. If this temptation comes to you, or that trial comes to you, or you get cancer, or whatever it may be, you're not going to be able to make it. We're going to have to press. When Satan says, go back, we're going to have to say, no, I will not leave thee, speaking to the Lord. I'm not going to leave the Lord. The way is not going to be too hard. His grace is sufficient for me. Satan may say, the way is too long. You might be able to make it a few weeks. But if you have another 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years to live, you can't make it. I am not going to go back. Should be our determination. Satan may say, your friends have all gone back. Don't you want to be with your friends again? But we need to say, as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. I'm going to push forward. I'm not going back. 2 Peter chapter 2. Second Peter 2 and 20 describes those who have gone back. For if after they have escaped the pollutions of the world through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, they are again entangled therein and overcome, the latter end is worse with them than the beginning. For it had been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness, than after they have known it, to turn from the holy commandment delivered unto them. But it has happened unto them according to the true proverb, the dog is turned to his own vomit again, and the sow that was washed to her wallowing again. That's the way it is with folks that turn back into sin. The Lord cleans them up and forgives them and gives them a new chance in life, and then they turn back to the same old thing that the Lord cleaned them up from. We had a sidewalk there by our house, and a dog threw up on the sidewalk. And I was thinking, this mess needs to be cleaned up. But then real shortly, that dog started licking that up. Cleaned it up. I don't think I would want to eat the very thing that had made me sick. And sin made me sick. I was sick of it. I was tired of it. It was doing bad things to me. And people can realize that and be sick of it and want to throw it up. I'm so tired of living this way. Lord, if you just forgive me, if you'll give me another chance, I'll never do it again. And there's that vomit laying there. And they walk by and they start taking of that vomit again. It doesn't look good to me. It doesn't smell good. I'm not going back. Satan, I don't want to lick the vomit again. I already had that in me one time. I know what it's like. I am not going back. Do you remember the story of Gideon? The angel of the Lord came and visited Gideon. And I believe he said something like, the Lord is with thee, thou mighty man of valor. And Gideon didn't feel so strong. Gideon felt afraid and intimidated. But the Lord assured him that you are going to be able to overthrow the enemy. So Gideon got his army together. And he had, I think, something like 32,000 soldiers. And the Lord says, this is too many. Lest you say it's our own strength that delivered us. So the Lord told him, you go and tell the people, everyone that is afraid, go back. He lost more than two-thirds of the army because they were afraid. Are you afraid this morning? Are you afraid of the trials that you'll face as a Christian? Are you ready to go back? Let's not let anything turn us back or discourage us. Do you know that fearfulness can keep you out of heaven?
Yes.
Let's read in Revelation 21 and verse 8. Revelation 21 and verse 8. But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Lord, I was afraid, so I went back. The trials were too great, Lord. I was afraid I couldn't stand under temptation, Lord. So I went back. The fearful are going to have their part in the lake of fire, along with the adulterers and murderers and liars and all the wicked down through the history of mankind that are going into that awful place of eternal torment. Those that are too fearful to follow the Lord will have their part there as well. But I don't intend to turn back, do you? The song says, I am fighting in the army of the Lord.
Yes.
And though dangers thickly round my pathway lie, I shall never faint or fear, for my Jesus is so near. I have enlisted in the service until I die.
Yeah.
I have not enlisted in the service until somebody says something discouraging to me. I have not enlisted in the service until a great temptation comes. I have not enlisted in the service until somebody else turns back. I have enlisted until I die, and I'm not turning back. Mark chapter 14. Mark 14 and 18, as they sat and did eat, Jesus said, verily I say unto you, one of you which eateth with me shall betray me. One of you is going to turn back. Is someone in here going to turn back? Before we get to the end of the life's way, before they close the lid on your casket, will we have to say he loved the Lord one time, but he turned back? One of you is going to turn back. One of you is going to betray me. And they began to be sorrowful and to say unto him one by one, is it I? And another said, is it I? I think that's a good question for each one of us to ask ourselves this morning. Lord, is it I that will turn back? It ought to be our determination. No, I'm not going to do it. As the Lord liveth, I will not leave thee. I'm going to serve God until I die. That's how I've enlisted in the service. Lord, is it I? And he answered and said unto them, it is one of the 12 that dippeth with me in the dish. The Son of Man indeed goeth as it is written of him. But notice this. But woe to that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. Good were it for that man if he had never been born. Oh, the penalty for going back. It would be better that we had never been born.
Amen.
Than to taste the graces of God, to know the joy of salvation, to know the joy of the fellowship of the saints, the peace that we feel, and then to turn back into the corruption again. It would be better that we had never been born. Joshua 24 and 15. Are you going to turn back? If it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose this day whom ye will serve. Whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites, in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. If it seems evil to you to serve the Lord, go on back. Go on and serve those idols. Go on back into your sinful pleasures if that seems evil to serve the Lord. But I tell you my determination and my house, we will serve the Lord. I'm not turning back. It doesn't matter who tries to turn me back. I will not. I'm going to go forward. I mean to go right on until the crown is won. Some folks are going on and they fall short of the crown. They fall into temptation. They get discouraged along life's way somewhere. I want to go on until the crown is won. I mean to fight the fight of faith till life on earth is done. I'm not finished with this life yet. There are some more trials to go through. There are some more victories to win. The Lord has some more things for us to do. And I mean to fight the fight of faith. I don't mean to become a discouragement to other people. I don't mean to be an example, bad example to other people, to preach to others and then myself be a castaway. But I mean to fight the fight of faith till life on earth is done. The reward is going to be so great. I'll never more turn back. Can you say that this morning?
Yes.
I will never. I will never turn back. I don't care how dark it is in the world. I don't care what it's like in school. If my spouse goes back, I'll never more turn back. I tell you, I have turned back in the past.
Yes.
And it was a disappointment.
Yes.
And I remember telling myself, Satan has deceived me again. I found that same sting. I found the same disappointment. I was so disappointed in myself, but I am thankful. There's a place of forgiveness. There's a place of restoration. There's a place of healing. There's a place of the Lord setting our foot on the rock, where we don't have to ever go back again. But my determination this morning is, I'll never more turn back. I've done it too many times. I'm going to go on until the crown is won. Defeat I shall not know. You know, the churches of the world today are teaching you, you must be a failure. You're going to sin more or less every day. But I believe the Word of God, and I believe this determination that we can have and we can realize it in our own lives, that I defeat, I shall not know. I don't have to be defeated anymore. I can go on and have victory in my life every day. I can have joy. I can overcome the temptations, even if others turn back. For God will give me victory. It isn't my own strength. It is not my determination that is going to give me the victory. But God will. If, there's an if there, onward I shall go. I have to be willing to go onward. And when people tell me, turn back. Remember the garlics and leeks and watermelons? Turn back. You stay here, I'm going on. No, you've got something I want. And I'm going with you. I want a double portion of your spirit. You're not turning me back. I mean to go right on. James 1 and 12. Blessed is the man that endureth temptation. The man that endures. The man that doesn't give in. The man that doesn't seek temptation out. The man that doesn't enjoy temptation. But blessed is the man that endureth temptation. How long? As long as there's any temptation. As long as we're drawing breath. Blessed is the man that endures all the way to the end. For when he is tried, he shall receive a crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that love him. Do you want that crown of life? Do you want to experience peace when you draw your last breath? Recently, Sister Rebecca Schaefer passed away. And her husband, Brother Carl, was there with her. And he saw a smile on her face. after as she was drawing her last breath. Is that the kind of end that you want?
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Can't go back.
Yes.
The devil may tell you, go back. Other people may try to discourage you, but we have to be determined that we will not go back.
Amen.
How long are we going to endure? Mark chapter 4. Mark 4 and 15. These are they by the wayside where the word is sown, but when they have heard, Satan cometh immediately and taketh away the word that was sown in their hearts. And these are they likewise which are sown on stony ground, who when they have heard the word immediately receive it with gladness, and have no root in themselves, but and so endure, notice this, but for a time. Afterward, when affliction or persecution ariseth for the word's sake, immediately they are offended. They endure for a time. You did run well. Who did hinder you? Lord, help us to endure to the end. Blessed is the man that endureth temptation. For when he's tried, he'll receive that crown of life. Dear ones, we're going to have to endure all the way to the end. We can't go back. Have you heard of burning bridges behind you?
Yes.
I don't want to go back. Is there a bridge back there? Let me get rid of it. You know, a certain area was a problem to you. Get it out of your house. Need to clean some of that entertainment out. Need to cut off some things. Do some house cleaning. Eliminate some opportunities to go back. Lord, help us to be determined. I will not go back. In Pilgrim's Progress, Pilgrim learned that his city would be destroyed with fire from heaven and that he was condemned to die. And then, after he died, he would face the judgment. The Scripture says, it is appointed unto man once to die, then the judgment. Every one of us here today has that appointment. Pilgrim learned that, and he was deeply troubled. He was in great distress when evangelists came and pointed him toward the gate that leads to eternal life. Pilgrim began to run. Now, he had not run far from his own door when his wife and children, realizing it, began to cry to him to return. Pilgrim, come back! Wouldn't that draw you? If your own wife and children were appealing to you, come back. The closest ones to you, the ones that you love, were saying, turn back. There's eternal life out there. I'm worried about the condemnation on my soul. I'm worried about fire from heaven coming down and destroying this city. And there's this call, turn back. But the man put his fingers in his ears and ran on crying, life, life, eternal life. We're going to have to do that today. There's the call of the world that draws young people. There is the music. There is the fun, the excitement. Listen, dear ones, if we want eternal life, we're going to have to put our fingers in our ears. We're going to have to put our eyes on something that's right. And we're going to have to run for our lives.
Yes, amen.
And those that are calling us to turn back, we're going to have to ignore that.
Yes.
It can be the very people that we love the most. Life, life, eternal life. So he looked not behind him, but fled toward the middle of the plain. The neighbors also came out to see him run. And as he ran, some mocked. Others threatened. And some cried after him to return. And among those that did so, there were two that were resolved to fetch him back by force. We're going to have to press against some opposition. Elisha, don't you know that your master is going to be taken away from you today? Yes, I know it. Hold your peace.
Amen.
I want a double portion of His Spirit.
Amen.
I'm not going to be held back. I'm going to stay right with Him. I know it. Ruth, don't you know that I can't give you another husband? I'm too old now, and even if I could, would you be willing to wait that long for another husband? It's gone, Ruth. Go back to the place that you came from. Maybe the Lord will help you over there. Go back. No, Naomi, I want your God to be my God.
Yeah.
I'm not going back, I'm going forward. I'm going to stay with you until death.
Yes.
Where thou diest,
yes,
I will die.
Yes.
There will I be buried. The Lord do so to me, and more also, if aught but death part thee and me. What kind of determination do you have today? Lord, it's going to take death. Nothing else is going to separate me from you. Nothing is going to persuade me to turn back. Sometimes there are whole families that turn away from the Lord. Sometimes there are congregations that go and follow some new way. They go off following some man somewhere. I'm not turning back.
Amen.
Don't you know that your master will be taken away from you today? Don't you know there are going to be some hard things in life? There are going to be things that will overwhelm you. Don't you know that? Don't you know there are going to be the same old temptations when you go back into the world on the job, back to school? Don't you know you're going to face that again? Yea, I know it. Hold your peace. I'm going forward. I'm not turning back. Do we have that determination today? I want to share a little news piece with you. On May 21st, 2012, a man who was reportedly drunk escaped from his burning house before dawn, but he insisted on going back to the burning house to retrieve his money. He never got out of it again. Firefighters recovered the charred remains of Alan Belonis, 35, from the room of a three-story house in La Loma. He insisted on going back. Is there someone here today that has already gone back? Has insisted, no, there's something back there that's valuable to me. And went back. Someday, is there going to be a news report that his remains are back there burning? Burning in an eternal hell because he went back. For a little something, he gave up his life for it. Oh, what a sad story. I'm not turning back. Oh, but others have turned back. Let's read in Psalms 91. Psalms 91 and 7. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation, there shall no evil befall thee. Neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling, for he shall give his angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways, to keep thee in the temptations, to keep thee when we have the loss of loved ones, when other people are turning back. He's given his angels to have charge over thee. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against the stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder. The young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet. Because he hath set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and shew him my salvation. I'd like to conclude in John chapter 6. John 6 and 53, Jesus said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, except ye eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, ye have no life in you. Whoso eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood hath eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. Verse 60, But there are some of you that believe not, for Jesus knew from the beginning who they were that believed not, and who should betray him. Therefore said I unto you, that no man can come unto me, except it were given unto him of my Father. Jesus had told them something that people were offended at. This is a hard saying. Who can hear it? Does this offend you? There are some of you that believe not. In verse 66, it says, From that time many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. Then said Jesus unto the 12, Will ye also go away? Now you've seen some folks turn back. Are you going to go away also? You have that opportunity. No one else can make that decision for you. Are you going to turn back? Then Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go?
Yes.
Thou hast the words of eternal life. And we believe and are sure that thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. There's no other place to go. This world will not satisfy me. Sin will not satisfy me. It brings destruction. It brings hurt in families. It breaks marriages up. It causes shipwreck. Lord, to whom shall we go? I've already tried it, Lord. I'm not going back. You're the one that has the words of eternal life. Let's hold on to the Lord today.
Amen.
Saints, I ask you, have you gone back? Have you gone back just a little bit? Started to hesitate like Lot's wife that turned back and she looked towards Sodom? I want to encourage you today, don't go back.
That's right.
Hold on to eternal life.
Yes.
Say to Satan, hold thy peace, I already know the things you're trying to tell me.
Yes.
I see life, eternal life. I'm going to put my fingers in my ears and I'm going to run for my life.
Amen.
It can be my wife, it can be my children, it can be the people on the job. Do you want this promotion? If you just do this, you can have the promotion. No. Life, life, eternal life. I am not going back.
Amen.
May God bless each one.